We're going to start things off with, hey, there's some folks driving some fertilizer applicators up and down, got some interrogators or whatever's going on. We better talk about doing a good job of that with Koch Agronomic Services Dr. Greg Schwab, who joins us now. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Mick. How are you today?
I'm good. Where do we find you today?
Yeah, I'm in Wichita, Kansas. That's where our corporate headquarters is at.
And you guys, boy, Southern Kansas, you guys must be all done planting by now.
Yeah, you would think. We had a warm spell a couple weeks ago where it got up almost to 90. However, since then it's been cold. So there isn't any real field activity going on here yet.
Wow, already. Well, yeah, and obviously nothing going on up here just yet, widespread. But I read somebody sticking some wheat seed in the ground, and of course there's a lot of fertilizer going in. So let's talk about spring and early summer nitrogen applications. And, of course, Koch, you've got Agrotane, great nitrogen stabilizer. So I guess give us the Cliff's Notes version of what we need to do as far as spring fertilizer application.
Yeah, so Mick, every year is different, right? So farmers trying to make their plans now for how they're going to apply their nitrogen this spring, and you know, Mother Nature rules all. So depending on what kind of spring we have, those plans may go awry pretty quickly. And so Agrotane nitrogen stabilizer and Super U fertilizer are two products that we offer that really help to extend that application window for a farmer so that he can apply his nitrogen without the risk of having volatilization or denitrification or leaching losses after application.
That nitrogen, not as expensive as it used to be, but we don't want to lose any of it. So how does Agrotane work?
Yeah, so Agrotane is a urease inhibitor. It blocks the enzyme that is in the soil that breaks down urea into ammonia gas. If that breakdown happens on the soil surface, then some of that ammonia gas can be lost to the atmosphere, and that's what we call volatilization. And so Agrotane is just simply applied to the urea fertilizer, and it helps to block that enzyme until we have enough time for rain or tillage to get that urea below the soil surface. And when that happens, the ammonia gas is captured by the soil.
Now, who's more vulnerable? Up here, us in the cold soils that in some places are real dry, other places real wet, or you guys down there that you have been dry and warm and now you're cool and wet? Who's more subject to loss?
Well, that's a great question. So we can have losses regardless of the soil temperature, right? They're higher when the soil temperatures are warmer. But really what is the controlling factor is the length of time that urea is on the soil surface before it moves into deeper into the profile. So what we see from up in your guys' neck of the woods is that you can have some losses when it's really cold because you go so long in between rainfall events. So surface applied in the cold. Over in Montana, we've seen, 30% or more loss from those applications, even though it's really cold.
Are you seeing more urea going in down, well, generally speaking?
Yeah, so, every year is variable, but I think if you look at the new fertilizer plants that are in development, you'll see that most of those are either urea or UAN. And so, obviously, our needs for nitrogen fertilizer aren't growing that quickly, and so those are probably causing a little less anhydrous ammonia from being used.
That's a good thing, isn't it? Or is it not a concern?
Well, as an agronomist, each form of nitrogen has its advantages and disadvantages. If one form was far superior, we would probably only use that form. And so it just depends on what you're set up to use and how you use it. Anhydrous ammonia tends to be the cheapest form of nitrogen, and so a lot of guys like it for that. But it comes with some handling difficulties that a lot of people don't like.
Yeah, all righty. Well, whether it's on the surface or banded in or subsurface, everybody needs that nitrogen stabilizer. Again, what are the simple things to think about here in the early part of the season?
Yeah, so, the value of Agrotane really comes in that you can get your corn planted. Let's say the season turns out to be late. that corn planting is critically important to your yield. So get it in the ground, and then you have the opportunity to come back over the top with a surface broadcast of urea, either right after planting or, you know, up until V8 or so, farmers are doing it. And that extends that window. And by using Agritain, you don't have to worry about the volatilization losses that you would have to worry about with urea by itself.
All right. Agronomist Dr. Greg Schwab of Koch Agronomic Services. And if guys would need more info, I assume you have some on the website.
Yeah, just KochAgronomicServices.com.
Gotcha. All right, Greg, thank you. Have a good day and a good rest of the week.
You too, Mick.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you.